Okay, today is Daf Samach Ches. We are on Samach Zayin Amud Beis. We're up to the Gemara. So we said that after the Kohen Gadol, that after they put the Emurin, after they took out the Emurin from the animals, they would put it on a plate, it's called a magus, and they would burn it. Right? Which sounds like they did it right away. So the Gemara says, Vektirin Tzakadaiduch? That's not even true. It didn't happen right away. So Meshach made it sound like it happened right away. It's going to happen soon. Not right away, but it's going to happen eventually. Okay. Then the Mishnah said that Kilo'an Bimiklaos, right? Which means that they took the animals, tied them up somehow together, and then took him out to the Beis HaSreifa, right? So what are these? These are the Par and the Seir, they from Yom Kippur, right? They're shechted in the Beis HaMikdash, the blood is sprinkled, they moor and are taken out on the Mizbeach. What happens to the rest of the animals, the rest of the bodies? What do you do with them? So you take them out to a place outside the Yerushalayim, and you burn them there. So the Mishnah said yesterday that kala'an bimaklaos, right? That you put them on two sticks, on two posts, and you can, is that right, am I right?
No,
and you,
it says intertwine their limbs.
Intertwine their limbs on poles?
Into braids.
And carry them out to the Beis HaSreifa. So the Mishnah, Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kimin kalia, like a braid. Tana lohay menatchan nituach basar ola ella or agavi basar. So when it came to a carbon ola was also burnt on the mizbeach. Here it's being taken out outside Yerushalayim to be burnt, but by a carbon ola they took off the hide first. Here they didn't take off the hide first. Okay, they didn't take off the hide first. How do you know that?
Everything's burnt except the hide.
By an ola. Right here they took it out to the with the
pieces.
What? No, it's the animal itself, the dead carcass, but they took out the emurin. But the hide is still there.
They don't cut it up.
No, that's the thing. Amar basar ola. They didn't cut it up like a basar ola. Ela or agave basar. And the or was still on the basar.
Ola is skinned
and then cut up. Here, neither of those happened. That's all. Menahani Mili, how do you know that? The Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Nemar Khan or Ubasa or Perish. It says over here, or Ubasa or Perish. The Nemar Lahalon, and it says by the Karban Kohen Gadol who made a mistake, who also the Karban was shechted and it was burnt outside the city. If the Kohen Gadol made a mistake, it says over there, or Ubasa or Perish. Ma Lahalon, Ayadei Nituach. It was cut up, tack over there. Vala Ayadei Havshet, but it was not skinned. Afkan over here, it was cut up the animal somehow. But it was not skinned. V'hasam menalon. And how do you know over there that it was done like that? But what by over where? Where the Kohen Gadol made a mistake. Titania. V'kirbo upirsho v'hotzio. Malamed shemotzio shalim. You take it at whole. Yachal yusufenu shalim. Maybe you burn it shalim too. No. Nemar kan roshu kurav. It says over here, rosho. The kurav, the head and its legs. V'nemar lahalon, and it says by a carbon ola, also rosho kurav. Mal halon ayidei tuach. Just by an ola, it's cut up. Afkan ayidei tuach. So to here, it's also cut up. So 1 second. Imal lahalon ayidei hafshed. If by an ola is also skinned. Afkan ayidei hafshed. So to here, it should be skinned. No. Talmud lomar v'karvu uparshu. It's innards and parshu means it's any of its waste. Right, exactly. So my Talmud, how does that teach you that the hide's not taken off? How do you get that halacha from those words? That doesn't make sense. Amar of Papa, Kishem Shepirshu Bekirbo, just like the inners are inside it, Kach Besaro Ba'oro. So to the basar is still in the hide, the hide's not removed. Fine. Now the Gemara said that whoever took the par and the sa'ir to Sreifa, those people became tummy for, you know, that one day, Yom Kippur itself. So the Mishnah said, when do you become tummy? So there was machlokas. The Tanakhama said, once you leave the Azara, right? And the Reb Shimon said, when the fire takes hold of the animals, which is at a later stage. Fine. Tanar Rabbanan. Yotzi el mitchutz lamachane visarfo. You take it outside the chutz lamachane, and you burn it. Ulahalon, however, when the Klai Yisrael makes a mistake, or when the Kohen Gadol makes a mistake, it says, Atanosein shalosh machnos. It was taken out of three machnos. Vikan atanosein lehem machna achas. Here it sounds like it's only one machna. By the way, the three machnos. There are two machnos on you in the base of Mikdash itself. The machna shchina, the machna Hashem, the machna Leviya is on the base of Mikdash. Machna Leviya, machna Yisrael is the rest of the city. So it sounds like over here, all you got to do is take it out of the grounds of the base of Mikdash. You don't have to take it to the outside Yerushalayim. For other things you do, not for this. Im kein loma nemar michutz lamachne, loma lecha kivan shiyatza chutz lamachne achas metam begadim. Once you leave one machne, already you become tamei. Your clothes become tamei, which was the Tanakhama said. Once you leave the Azara, I've already left the machne shechina, right? I'm already tamei. V'hasam, and over there by the Kohen, where the Kohen Gadol made a mistake, or the whole Klai Yisrael made a mistake. Minolan, how do you know that it's three machnos also? Titania. It says Vahosi is called apar, chutz l'sholosh machnos. It says Vahosi, take it out, it means three machnos. Ata omer, chutz l'sholosh machnos. You said it means three. Away no el chutz l'machnos, it means one. It means all you gotta do is leave the Azara, and then already you can burn it. No, kisho omer, para eda, it says by the para eda, where the whole Klai Yisrael makes a mistake, it says el michutz l'machne. It says it again. Shein Talmud Lomar, doesn't say it again. Shrei Kvar Nemar, Vesar Fasal, Kashasar Vespar, Rishon. You're going to shackle it the way you did the first one. The first one means that when the Kohen Gadol made a mistake. Uma Talmud Lomar, Emichutz Lamachne. Why does it say Emichutz Lamachne? We said it already. Litein Lomachne Shnia. To tell you it has to go out the second, has to leave the grounds of the base of Mikdash. Ukishomer Emichutz Lamachne, Badeshen. Says it over there. Shein Talmud Lomar, it's not necessary. Shrei Kvar Nemar, El Deshen, El Shefach Adeshen. Ten la machnas shlishas, so it's three machnas. Okay, very good. Now, v'Rab Shimon, what about Rab Shimon? What about him? So Rashi points out he said in the Mishnah that you're not metame your begadim until the fire takes hold of the animal, right? So what does he do with all these lashonos of michutz lamachne? We don't need those. We don't need that. Doesn't really know where you get that from. His point is that the fire has to take hold of the animal. What do you do with all these extra words of Michutz Lamachane? So, Hai Michutz Lamachane me Ovidle. What does he do with that? Mi Boyele, look at the Tanya. He uses it for the following. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Nemar Khan, it says over here on Yom Kippur, Michutz Lamachane. V'Nemar Lahalan, and it says by Paraduma, Michutz Lamachane. Ma Lahalan, Chutz L'Sholosh Machnos. Right? Ma Khan, Chutz L'Sholosh Machnos. Just to let you know by Paraduma. Paraduma is not done in the Beis HaMikdash. It's done where? On Har HaZeisim. Opposite the Beis HaMikdash. How do you know that? Because he learns it out from here. Umalahalam b'mizrach shel Yerushalayim. And just like over there, it's on the eastern side of Yerushalayim. Right? The Har HaZeisim is on the eastern side of Yerushalayim. Afkan, so to over here, mizrach shel Yerushalayim. It's on the eastern side of Yerushalayim. V'rabbanon. And the Rabbanon don't have this Xavier Shava. Heichi Sarvlu.
Didn't they have a spot for burning it all the time?
Yeah, but so learning how we know where that's...
the eastern part.
Who said?
Because the eastern part is how they came into Yerushalayim.
Correct. Har HaZeisim.
They came to Har HaZeisim. There was no cemetery there. They came
right.
To Har HaZeisim.
Right.
People right through the middle of where they're burning everything?
Maybe.
Oh, I thought they did it in the bottom, by the Kidron Valley.
I don't know. Maybe it was down there, maybe the eastern side.
It's not on the eastern side.
The Kidron Valley is on the eastern side.
No, it's you have to go all the way around to the Kidron Valley.
What's the valley that separates Har HaZeisim from Har HaBayis?
Good question.
Right? There are three valleys that surround Yerushalayim.
Correct.
The Kidron, the Hinnom Valley, and then there's something, it's not there anymore, it's called the Guy, the Valley. In English, it's called the Tyropian Valley. That's separated near David. That's covered up. It's covered up. That valley. So that's it. It's the Kidron. The Kidron Valley and the Gehinnom meet.
Correct.
So,
they meet by Ir David.
Correct.
Oh, correct.
Right. So the point is, it could maybe not the same spot, but the same side, same direction, the eastern side. Hechasar flu, where'd you burn it? Kidatanya, Hecha and Nisrafin, where'd you burn it? Lutzvonish al Yerushalayim, on the northern side. Chutz l'shalosh machnos. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Abeit Hadeshen Nisrafin. It was burned al Beit Hadeshen. With that, says Rashi, first top line, Tzarech Shiyakdim l'sham Deshen HaMizbeach. You first have to put the Deshen of the Mizbeach there. Shehei Nikra Kodim L'chein Makom Shefach HaDeshen. So it's called the place of the Deshen, where the Deshen's put. Mechlal, the Tanakama lo Tzarech. Tanakama doesn't need that. Amar Rava, Man Tana Depala Dalid Rabbi Yossi. Who is the person who argues on Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Tanya, he says, El Shefach HaDeshen Yisrof, Shehei Shlosham Deshen. You have to, the Tanakama said that. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, no. Shehei Mekomu Meshubach. It just means that the place has to be sloped down. Whatever that means. Amalei Abaya, V'dilma Mekomu Meshubach, Hu Depligi. Maybe they're arguing on that point. Everyone agrees that you have to have Deshen there. And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is adding on, it's not just enough to have the Deshen, it has to be a sloping place. And the Tanakama didn't bring that to Halacha, because he holds, it doesn't have to be a sloping place. Okay. Now, Tana Rabbanan, it says, V'hasoreif, the one who burns the karbanos becomes tamei. Hasoreif mitamei begadim, the one who burns the animal becomes tamei. V'lo hametzis esaor, not the guy who lights the fire, he doesn't become tamei. V'lo hamasadar esa maracha, not the guy who sets up the maracha, he does not become tamei. V'eze hasoreif, who is the person who's the soreif? Zeha misayeya b'shas ha-sreifa. He's always helping during the sreifa. He becomes tamei. Yachal af mishanasu efer metam b'gadim. Maybe when you make the fire itself, the efer, you become tamei. Talmud lomar, osam. Osam metam b'gadim. V'lo mishanasu efer metam b'gadim. No, only that guy becomes tamei, not the other guy. Rabbi Elazar of Shimon Omer, hapar metame, yeah. Nitach habasar eino tamei b'begadim. But the guy who cuts up the meat does not become tamei. May benayu, iki benayu, deshavya charucha. The difference is, after the basar got burned, but it's not called efer yet, so does the person become tamei at that moment? So it's a machlokas. Fine. Okay. So, we learned 2 days ago that once the Kohen Gadol, once the Sir Mishtaleach was sent to the cliff, the Kohen Gadol was not allowed to do Avoda until the Sir Mishtaleach was killed. He had to wait, right? He had to wait to find out news that the Sir Mishtaleach was thrown off the cliff, right? He couldn't do the Avoda. It took 2-3 hours. For 2-3 hours, there's a break because he had to walk, how many mil was it? They're going to walk from the Beis HaMikdash to there, and someone has to come back and tell them. So even if you don't want us to come back and tell them, but they'll wait. X number, how long was it? Was it, how many mil was it? What did we say? It was 18 mil or something? Was it 10 mil? Whatever it was. So it took 2 hours. I think he said 3.5 hours. Right? So you have to wait. Okay? So what did the Kohen Gadol do in that time? Right? Amru lo darkos hayosin, had like flags. Umanifin besudarin, they would wave them. Viodin shegia seir lamidbar, and they would know, oh, it reached its destination, the seir. We can resume the avoda. Amru Rabbi Yehuda, follow simon gadol hayol Yerushalayim. There was a big simon in Yerushalayim. There was a big simon. V'Yerushalayim ad the ad base chidudo shlosha milim. From there to there is 3 mil. How long does it take to walk 3 mil? Well, we assume it's 18 minutes per mil. Right? This is 54 minutes. It's almost an hour. Holchin mil took an hour, took 54 minutes to get there. V'chozrin mil took 54 minutes to get back. V'shoamin mil, they would wait a mil. V'yodin v'yigia sir lamidbar. They would know for sure that it got there. Because That's not where it's going to go. There's no more mills that have to happen, right? Sfasema says, we're gonna rely on this to make sure. What if there was traffic? What kind of thing is that? So it's d'oraisa. You're not allowed to continue the avodah until you make sure that the seir mishlech is thrown off the cliff. What are you relying on? Oh, you probably did it already. We waited an extra mil. A funny thing. That's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Shmuel Omer.
They say you waited an extra mil. That's how they had somebody walk a mil, chill for a mil, and then walk back a mil, and they figure that's the same time.
So the Sfasem has asked, what do you mean that's the same time? Yeah. We figure it's the same. What
kind of...
Yeah,
that makes sense.
What?
Before any text message, it's a chazak, they'll make it.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Rabbi Shmuel Omer. V'lo simen achar ha'yilehem. Lashon, there's another simen, right? What's the other simen? Lashon shel zahoris. Where am I? Lashon shel zahoris, ha'yikar shel ha'pitzcha shel heichal. They would tie a red string on the entrance to the heichal. Kishi yagil ha'sir la'midbar, ha'ya ha'lashon malvin. And when it got to the midbar, it turned white. Right? Shenemar, im yiyu chato eichem kishavim kishal yalbinu. It turned white. So it turned white, they know they did it.
One second, when we said there's a possibility that it wouldn't turn white.
Correct.
And we also said that they stopped doing that because people got discouraged.
Right, so obviously he's talking about a time where it always turned white. In that tekufa, however long that was, that tekufa. But even, so why don't everyone agree with that?
Don't rely on miracles.
What?
Don't rely on
miracles. So Rabbi Yashav says, a different answer, he says, don't rely on miracles. We can't rely on the fact that it turned white because sometimes it turned white too early.
Right.
They were so kapara, the Bnei Yisrael was so worthy of kapara, it would turn white too early. So you can't, oh, turn white. Yeah, but so early it turned white. You can't rely on that. Some said, no, you can rely on it.
So positive.
Right, exactly.
What's wrong with the waving the flags thing?
I thought also was good. That's a good one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Hajin alach shnei se'irei. Hajin alach shnei se'irei. Hajin alach shnei se'irei. Bolo kohen gadol likros. Now it's time for the kohen gadol to lean. Says Rashi. Oh, I'm sorry. Amar Abaya. Abaya says, Shma Mina, you see from here, Beis Chidudo, the Midbar Kaima, that this place, Beis Chidudo, was in the Midbar somewhere, right? V'akamash Malan, the Kasav Reb Yehuda, Kivin Shigia, L'Seir, L'Midbar, Naseh, Mitzvaso. All you have to do is get to the Midbar, and then it did its,
that cliff is at the beginning of the Midbar.
Correct. That's all you have to do. That's then you're Yotze. Fine. Hajalach shnei seirei, hajalach shnei seirei, hajalach shnei seirei. Balo kohen gadol likros. The kohen gadol is now going to lean. What's he going to lean? Says Rashi, es haparsha. He's going to lean the parsha. The alfinon mimiluim. We learn it out from miluim. Damrina beperakama, minayin sha'af mikra parsha ma'akev. Leaning is ma'akev. What does it mean, it's ma'akev? The Sfasema says, what is Rashi saying? It's a Daraisa? Leaning is Daraisa. It's not true.
It's interesting.
It's not Parsha Zohar. What does it mean it's Ma'akev? What if he didn't lean? What, the whole Avodah service is, Yom Kippur service is Batal? Hard to say that. Right? Hard to say that. Not sure what Rashi means by that. Anyway.
He's basically telling you that's exactly what he's saying.
That's right.
That besides you actually having to physically do that Avodah, you have to actually read the Avodah.
Right. So there are three places in the Torah. More than three, but there are three parshas that they laid. Achrimos. What? What Hakel? No, Hakel. Achrimos. Then they laid pumpkin parshas Emor.
For this.
Achrimos, Emor, and then Pinchas. Now, from Achrimos to Emor is very short distance away. It's one parsha in the middle. Kedoshim, which is a short parsha. It's a very short distance. Pinchas is very far away. That's very far away. So it says the Gemara, before we get to the laning, Im Ratza Likros for Big Day Butz, Kore. If the Kohen Gadol wanted to wear his Big Day Butz, which is Big Day Butz is the Big Day Lavan, that's fine too. Im Lav, and if not, Kore B'itzdilas Lavan Mishalo. He could wear some kind of cloak or something that he has. Chazen, what's a chazen? How do they translate the word chazan?
Attendant.
Yeah, it's like a gabbai.
It's like a gabbai, right? Why is it called a chazan? Why is a gabbai called a chazan? Why is a chazan called a chazan?
Chazon
means to see. What's he seeing?
He sees the path of David. He's leading everyone. I don't know, it's like he's looking out.
So it means, the Tosafos Yontef says, he sees what everyone needs. He sees the needs of the kehila. Oh, we have to fix the chairs. He sees all those needs. So that's what's called a chazan. Has a chazan hakneses.
The question is, why is the chazan called a chazan?
Same thing. He sees the needs of the tzibur. He davens for them. Hachazan kakneses, the chazan of the kneses of the kehila, nodal sefer Torah. He took a sefer Torah. It's a whole machlokas which sefer Torah he took, right? The Rashi in Baba Basra says that he would lean from the sefer of Ezra, which is a sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. And it was kept in the Kodesh, in the Beis HaMikdash somewhere, right? The Rosh Hashanah says in the second Beis HaMikdash there's no such thing, it wasn't there anymore. Others say in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash Rishon, where was it? If it was in the Aron, if it was in the Aron, in the Kodesh Kedoshim, how do you get out of the Kodesh Kedoshim? You can't go in there for no reason, so it's a whole Kasha. Okay, whatever.
It definitely wasn't inside it. The question is, there's no spot that we have that says that's where the Aron is.
Correct, correct. And he gave it to some other Rosh HaKnesses, some other attendant, a high job. Rosh HaKnesses, Nasal Skan, he gave it to the Skan, Viskan, Nasal Kohen Gadol, and the Skan gave it to the Kohen Gadol. For Kohen Gadol, Omeid, Umakabel, he would take the Gemara is going to say, it shows honor. Hand it off 10 times, until you finally get to the guy, it's a big honor. Umakabel, he would take it, for Korin, he would lane, Achrimos, the Ach, be asar, and he would lane in a MR, right? Even though they're not near each other, but they're so close that by the time the Meturgamin finished teaching up the explaining the Pesukim, you can get the MR, nobody would even notice. See how careful they are about the Tircha of the Tzibor. In 2 seconds, is a bit Tircha.
It's very rare.
Yeah.
So
according to Reb Chaim Kanievsky,
yeah,
there's only one place in Shas where the Gemara quotes the name of a parsha.
You mentioned this the other day.
It's in Zvachim talking about Pigel, and it's the Gemara calls it a parsha's Kedoshim.
Right.
Here, it doesn't necessarily mean it's parsha's Emor.
It's
the words, right? We call it Achrimos. I'm sorry, we call it Achrimos. The Mishnah might not mean that, it might just mean the words. Anyway, it's a good pickup. The goal of...
When it says Parsha, sometimes you're going to see a Chumash and it has a pay there or something.
Right.
Right. Because
then it says Ach Ba'asar. Ach Ba'asar is the middle of Emor.
Why? The Parshas were already written down, divided up, the way we have it by the time of tomorrow.
I understand, but the Gemara never calls it that.
I know, I understand.
We're never called the Parshas Vayera. Never does that.
Because it's not supposed to be done that way.
Right. The goal of Sefer Torah, then they would do Galila, Umanicho Becheko, and he would put it in his bosom. Vomini would say, Yosef Masha Karasel of Nechem Kasef Khan. More than what's written here, I'm going to say, because he's going to lay in the Parshas Pinchas by heart, because they didn't want to be goal it and waste time. Tercha.
And they didn't want to bring out a second Sefer Torah.
The Gemara's going to answer that question. The Gemara's going to answer that question. Why don't bring out a second Torah? That's tomorrow's, not tomorrow. I think it's Sunday's daf. The Gemara's going to ask that question. I want you the whole discussion why you... Okay, fine. Uba Asar Shemachum Shapakudim and the parsha of Pinchas, which is in Mechum Shapakudim, which is in Bamidbar, Kari Alpeh, he would learn it by heart. Again, why would he learn it by heart? Not to wait to Tircha, to sit there and watch them roll the Torah. It's a Tircha. Everyone's sitting around, it's a Tircha. Mevorach Aleha Shmona Brachos. And they would daven, and they would say, Shmona Brachos. Right? Why are there Shmona Brachos? The Gemara is going to ask that question. There would be Shmona Brachos. Why Shmona? The Marsha says that the number 8, that, he doesn't say that. He says that the 8, that the Torah is divided into 8 parts. And in Mizmar Kuf Yud Tes, the Aleph Beis is repeated 8 times. Listen to this. It's Pikudecha, Chukecha, Mitzvosecha, Divarecha, Imrosecha, Torosecha, Edosecha, and Yerosecha. Like 8 ideas. And therefore there were 8 brachos. What are the 8 brachos? Number 1, Al HaTorah. Says Rashi, Bracha Shal Achareha, Asher Nosan Lanu. It's the bracha after the Torah, after Elaine, Asher Nosan Lanu. What about Asher Bachar Banu? Right, Rashi doesn't mention. Right? The next one is Al Avodah, which is like all the Haftorah brachas. Some of them are some things we've never seen before. Right? Rashi doesn't mention Asher Bachar Banu. Meaning, When the Kohen Gadol would lay the parasha on Yom Kippur, where is he? It's not in shul. There's no shul. He's in the middle of the Beis HaMikdash. All of a sudden, they would start leaning. And by the way, he let eight brachas. What, eight? Why eight brachas? Eight ideas of the Torah, whatever you want to say. What about one of the first ones, Al Torah? What about Shabbat HaBanu? He wouldn't lay it. According to Rashi, he doesn't say it. Rashi says, no, Rashi goes out of his way to say, Asher Nasan Lanu. What's pshat with that? So, says the Tiferes Yisrael. No, there's no question he would lay in Asher Baruch HaBanu. There's no question about that. Of course. They mention that because that's before Yelain. This is afterwards. After Yelain, you'd say eight brachas. What about before Yelain? Of course he would say that bracha. I'm not even mentioning that bracha. Right? He says the reason why he didn't mention it is because you never had somebody laying more than one bracha. You always had someone laying one bracha. Because the way it used to be was the opening person would daven one bracha, and then the guy who had the last lay would say the last bracha. So you never had a person saying more than one bracha, ever. Today we don't do that. Each person gets an aliyah and makes two brachas, before and after. So the first bracha we don't even mention. Okay, next, number two, al avoda, al ha'oda, al mechilat ha'avon, al ha'mikdash bifnei atzmo, val yisrael bifnei atzmon, v'al Yerushalayim b'fnei atzma, v'al Kahana b'fnei atzma, and number eight, al shar ha'tfila. What does that mean? Al shar ha'tfila. On the rest of tfila. What does that mean? Right? So the Masifta says, all the other inyanim that B'nai Yisrael need. I'm not sure what the nusach of that bracha is. I think maybe in a few days the Gemara will actually say what the nusach is. Then it says like this, if you had a choice on Yom Kippur, if you're a spectator and you come to the Beis HaMikdash, Haroe Kohen Gadol Kishu Kore, if you want to be there when the Kohen Gadol is leaning, that's fine. But in a roa Par V'Seir Nisrafin, you cannot watch the Par and the Seir getting burnt. You can't, it's impossible. Haroe Par V'Seir Nisrafin, and if you see the Par and the Seir getting burnt, in a roa Kohen Gadol Shu Kishu Kore, you cannot see the Kohen Gadol when he's leaning. Impossible. Why not? Lomib Nesha Eina Rishai. It's not because they're not allowed to. Ella, Shahisa Derech Rechoka Umalechas Shneim Shavak Achas. Because one's in that, we don't know where it is, somewhere in the Kidron Valley somewhere, and one's on the Beit HaMikdash ground, and they happen at the same time. So you can pick. Say to your kids, what do you want to do to this Yom Kippur? You want to hear the Kohen go to lane? Or didn't go watch them burn the power of this ear? You can only do one. You can't do both because they won't happen at the same time. Why does the Mishnah tell me that? What's the purpose of telling me about it? You can't do both because you can't do two things at once. What is the reason the Mishnah is telling you that? What if the Mishnah would have stopped at the end of the brachas and wouldn't have said this line? Would my life be so much worse that I needed to know this?
You're asking that question now?
Yeah.
Isn't how many years of learning?
No, because what's the Mishnah telling you?
Isn't it that we always have to make a choice between doing ritual or
actually learning Torah?
The what?
It's
just a timing thing?
How would you know
when this is so, I wouldn't know the timing. So just, okay, fine, fine.
I don't know.
Right.
I like the idea that we always have to make a choice between doing ritual, you know, davening, or learning Torah.
Right. So the Gemara, the Mishnah could have said, and these two things happen at the same time. It doesn't say like this. But it says, you can't do both because, like, it's such a funny way to write it.
But now I remember it better.
Okay, it could be. Right.
How do we decide when you make a bracha after a mitzvah and when not?
It's a good question. It's a good question.
You shake the lulav, you don't make a bracha after you shake the lulav.
Correct.
So why after you lay in?
Correct. There are very few mitzvahs you make after you make a bracha. There's none. The Gemara has that when they took off tefillin, they would make a bracha. We don't do that anymore. When they took off tefillin, they made a bracha. The Gemara has a story, a bracha, they used to say.
So the question is right. How do you
choose? I think Torah is the only one. After you make a mitzvah, do a mitzvah, you make a bracha? I don't know of anyone. No. That's the mitzvah is to make a bracha. That's the whole mitzvah. No, it's after you eat, not after you make.
You made
but the mitzvah is not to eat. He's saying after you do a mitzvah.
But you make a mitzvah, you eat.
And then you make a bracha at the end.
You make a mitzvah, right. You make a bracha beforehand.
Right.
And then you make a bracha after.
Right, right.
There's a couple of things like that.
Right.
Benching is one.
Right. Yeah. Can anyone think of another one?
Benching is there's more of a logical sphere for benching though.
I understand it.
Because what if you didn't eat? You're like, you don't know. Until you did it, you don't know if you...
Right.
So we bench the month before the month starts, and then we do Kiddush Levana when we can mitzvah.
Okay, interesting. Sort of similar. Not bad. It's not bad. Right, you bench them.
So how do you decide when? How do
but benching the Chodesh is not a bracha. There's no bracha there. It's just yiratzon. We call it benching the Chodesh. Benching. It's not really what it is. It's nothing. It's just a tefila. When you bench the Chodesh every month. There's no bracha there. It's a tefila. Yeah. It's a chash of a tefila.
There's a bracha.
Kiddush Levana is a bracha.
That's not
a mitzvah. That's a shevach.
Exactly.
Right.
After that's all shevachs are after. No, many shevachs are afterwards. After you see lightning, you make a bracha. After you see rainbow, you make a bracha. Before you eat, you make a bracha.
It's not possible to do.
Correct.
You can't make a bracha on Chodesh before you hear it.
Correct.
So,
it's a reaction.
Right. So this is perhaps why Rafi is saying that reading Torah is ma'akev.
Why?
It's not listed as one of the mitzvahs, you know.
So Rashi wants to emphasize, don't treat it lightly.
Right.
Could be. It's a good point. It's a very good point. Now the Gemara says like this. You're right. Perfect segue. Midiktani bat stalus lavan mishalo. Since the Gemara said, the Mishnah said, if you want, it's a quote little wants, he wears regular own clothing. So, michlal del kriya la avodi. It's not an avoda. Because you can't do avoda in your own clothing. You can't do avoda in weekday clothing. Right? Viktani in rotzel likros or bidet boots, kore. But then it said, if you want a lane in your white clothing, he could do that. Shmamina. Big Day Kahuna, Nitnu Lahana's band. The Big Day Kahuna, you can have enough from them.
See, this is an interesting thing, because until now, we didn't really know that you can actually be on the cloud and be there doing a voda in their own clothing.
Correct. We never heard of such a thing.
Correct.
We never heard of such a thing.
No, that can be in the Harbais itself.
Well, how'd they get there?
Yeah, they changed room outside.
What? Uh-huh. So,
well, they have to go to Mikveh anyway.
Right. Excellent. So now, what's going on over here? If he, so the mission is to field his choice. He could wear a big day glove on, or he could wear whatever he wants. So he can wear whatever he wants, it's not a avoda. But if he chooses to wear a big day glove on, then he's not doing avoda wearing big day glove on. How can you do that? How can you do that? Either way, it's a problem. Dodilma, shiny, kriya, the tzarech avodahu. Maybe kriya is different because it's for avoda. So it's a quasi avoda. It's avoda enough, you can wear your big day lovin'. Hey, you want to sit around and play checkers. You can't do that in big day lovin'. Here, it's not that. It's quasi avoda. So it's good enough. The boilon, because we have a question. Big day, kahuna, nitnuli lonos pen, alo nitnulos pen. We had a question about that issue. Can big day kahuna, corn bottles there all day long. So can he, like, you know, I don't know, read the newspaper in big day, is big day kahuna? Why? He's bored. Read the newspaper a little bit. And then he'll go back and do avoda. So can he do that? Tashma, there's a Mishnah in Talmud that says, well, loha yishen in big day kodesh. You're not allowed to sleep in big day kahuna. You're not allowed to sleep in big day kahuna. But why did it say sleep? Shinahu delo. You can't sleep in big day kahuna. What about hamechel, achli? What about eating? What about eating in big day kahuna? Can you eat in your big day kahuna? Well, seems like you can. Sleeping you can't. That's not appropriate to go take a shluf in your big day kahuna. It's not pajamas. What about eating? It's having lunch? Well, Dilma Shani Achila, the Tzarech Avodah. Maybe eating is different because it's Tzarech Avodah. The Gemara does not entertain that when you're in the Beit HaMikdash, you're eating your own sandwich that your wife prepared for you in the morning. Doesn't entertain that. Why? What are you eating in the Beit HaMikdash? Only karbanos. Kidatanya, v'achlu osam asher kupar bahem. The Kahanim eat, what was a kapara? Kahat malamich, a Kahanim ochlin, u'baylam is hapered. The Kahanim eat the karban, and the Baal gets the kapara. The Gemara doesn't entertain that you're eating a sandwich you brought from home. No such thing. So, what?
You don't work in a steakhouse and bring in pizza.
Right. So it can't be. So what are they eating? So we don't have an answer. So even if you're eating lunch, that's still avoda. So the only thing you can do that's not avoda is sleep. You can't sleep in Big Day Kahuna. Shina Hudalo. So Gemara says, Shina Hudalo, what about Ha'aluche Mahalfe? What about I take a walk? Take a tour. I mean, I'm bored. I have nothing to do. It's a quiet day. I'll take a tour. I'll go explore the Harabayas. Can I do that? I can't sleep. I can't. What about this? So, bedinhu tahluche nami lo. Really, it should be that you cannot. You cannot walk. Take a walk. V'sei for itzrichale. But why did it stress the sleeping? Because I wanted to tell you that poshin u'makalpin u'anichin tachas rosheyem, that you're allowed to use the big day kahuna as a pillow. under your head, you can put them. Rashi says, Shina denakat mishum debayla ashminon. The reason why I picked that sleep, you can't sleep in big daguna. Demutter litnan tachas roshayin. You're allowed to put them under your head. Vesu lo ibchas lanim yifiach me'achas l'poshah. Once take them off, so you're going to pass gads, sleep, who knows what goes on when you're sleeping, we don't care. Now the Gemara is going to say, what do you mean? You can put them under your head, then you're getting enough from them. You made it into a pillow. So tomorrow's daf will say, no, it wasn't mean under your head, it means next to your head. We'll do that tomorrow. So we'll stop here. Everyone have a good day. Good Shabbos.